I've got a story for you today, just a quick story about, how do I even describe it? This is something that you wouldn't have done yet, but what happens in some places when you go to work, in big companies, what they like to do is sometimes go away together, all the employees, all the people who work at this company, to have a bit of a camp. It's, you know, how we have camps together and they're kind of fun. And they draw you closer together, right? When you have camps, like last weekend at Grampians, some of us got together and had a great time at the Grampians camp. That's good fun. So some workplaces do that as well, so that all their employees can be friendly together and friends and have good times. And what they do is try and get you closer together. And I'm going to tell you about this one thing that they did. It's called a trust exercise. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen anything like this, but what they had was a power pole. You know, the big poles out on the street with all the power lines and the telephone lines on them? And they had this power pole, and they took us all out to this power pole, and we stood next to this power pole and looked up. And on this power pole were some, like, little handholds and footholds. And it's huge, right? Have you seen how big those things are? And when you look up, what you could see was a big line running from one to another power pole way over there. And hanging off the line, way above the top of this power pole, was a trapeze. Like some kind of swing thing, right? And they said to us, what you're going to do is climb up this pole, stand on the very top, and jump and grab hold of that trapeze. And we all looked at them and said, are you crazy? What? How is this going to help us? And they said, well, what's going to happen is you're going to wear a harness, right, a safety harness with a rope attached to it. And there's going to be some people down on the ground so that if you slip and fall, they will catch you with that rope. And you won't fall and you won't hurt yourself. And I'll hold onto that rope if you fall. Would you do that? What do you reckon? Who would do that? Who'd be game enough to do that? A couple of daredevils in the middle, good to see. So I kind of let everyone go first as much as I could, but eventually it was my turn, and I'm not really scared of heights, at least I hadn't been. I'm not scared of heights, so I started climbing up and up, and you know what, I thought it looked tall from the ground. You get up the top of this thing and it's swaying in the wind. I'm like, oh, how am I going to do this? I could feel the harness though, and I felt like I was maybe a little bit safe. And as I climbed up, they would tighten the rope in the harness, so I knew that it was kind of tight. If I fell off, they would catch me, right? And so then I got to the top, and you have to actually climb all up, and I was standing on the top of this pole, just that big. And I was standing there with my 2 feet like this, balancing on it. It was wobbling. Oh, boy. I was very nervous. I'd grab hold of the rope every now and then just to steady myself. And I could see this trapeze. This trapeze is probably about 8 feet away in front of me. And they said, now jump! And I'm looking at this trapeze, and I'm looking down, and I'm seeing, let's see, who's holding my rope? Do I trust these people who are holding my rope? Because what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to trust them that they'll catch you, right? And I'm looking at these people, and I knew them, and I thought, okay, well, I think I can trust them. There's a few of them. I said, make sure there's a couple of you at least, right? But just in case, I was pretty sure I was going to hit this trapeze. I thought, yeah, for sure I'm going to make it, right? Because I'm just going to fly, right? So I squatted down like this, and I looked at the trapeze, and I jumped, and everything went into like slow motion, and I could see my hands reaching out, and I went up, and then I started slowly coming down, and then I could see the trapeze going up and up. I didn't come anywhere near it, and then bang, I got caught by the guys holding the rope, and they lowered me gently to the ground, and I was safe. I needn't have been scared at all, right? Whew! I trusted them and they saved me. Was I sure they were going to save me? I was pretty sure. But after they caught me the first time, was I really sure? Yeah, because they've done it once. I trust they can do it again. And you know, the Bible tells us a bit about Jesus. He says that, he writes in here, in 1 John 2, it says in verse 1, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. So Jesus is the one holding our ropes. And we can trust him. He's always going to catch us when we fall. And that's what I wanted to let you know today.